Welcome to Australian Women Preach, a podcast that aims to raise women's voices in preaching the gospel. Our intention is to model the church we want to be, inclusive, diverse, and welcoming. Brought to you by WATAC, Women and the Australian Church, and The Grail in Australia. Trish Hindmarsh is a retired teacher who's been a senior leader in Catholic education in three states, most recently as Director of Catholic Education, Tasmania. Trish has a lifelong interest in justice, peace and ecology. In 2022, her book Ecological Spirituality, Caring for Our Common Home, was published by Garrett Publications. She's an active member of Burnie Catholic Parish, a life member of Women and the Australian Church, WATAC, and co-founder of Concerned Catholics Tasmania.
In 2021, superstar Taylor Swift globalised the word epiphany in her song of the same name. A personal revelation, a flashing insight, a sudden, almost sacred realisation had dawned within her, inspiring her to pay tribute in song to those who risked their lives for others, the health workers as COVID raged, or those who'd served in theatres of war, her grandfather among them. The Gospel of Matthew we read today reveals the epiphany that lies at the heart of the Christian story. How some wise men, foreigners to Israel, felt compelled to follow a bright star, hoping to find the Messiah they knew had been promised by the prophet, to be born in Bethlehem in Judah and become a leader who would shepherd the people of Israel. The star shone brightly for these strangers, as full of joy they found the place where the promised one, the light of the world, had been born, and falling to their knees, they paid homage to him, as Matthew tells us in chapter 2. The impact of Emmanuel, the one in whom the divine and human coalesced at that point in history, has rung out across earth ever since that day, affecting, attracting, and overturning hearts and cultures. Every time God's goodness revealed in Christ Jesus touches yet another heart and mind, there is a new epiphany. The impact of this birth on the visitors, who were not from Jesus' own country, but from afar, sent a clear signal that the influence of this newborn child would reach out to the ends of the earth, and as a shepherd, his flock would be open to embrace all peoples and all nations. The question they put to Herod, "Where is the infant king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose and have come to do him homage," came as a complete shock, a terrible threat to Herod's power, as he dreaded the prospect of a potential rival. The resulting jealousy and hatred that we are so alarmed to hear about in the gospel ultimately led, as we know, to the murder of many innocents. Herod embodied all those tyrants who have kept millions of fellow humans enslaved and at war, and still do, whose immediate impulse is to eliminate rivals at whatever cost, invade homes, towns and countries, rampaging and killing. The baby the wise foreigners came to honour would himself be hunted and killed as a challenger to human authority, another innocent, mocked as the king of the Jews. And yet, the epiphany endures as a joyful revelation for humanity, good news for the world and for the whole of creation, as God becomes one of us, a son of God, born of a woman, God emptying godliness to become God among us, a dependent human infant in a makeshift cradle on a hillside, his mother Mary having given birth, now in the company of attentive, wonder-filled shepherds, the lowliest of the low in Judean society. This baby Messiah comes clad in humility and compassion, polar opposites to the worldly trappings of kings, emperors, and those who lord it over others. He would rule with the scepter of truth, armed with love and justice, his kingdom one of peace and union with God. The wise men, whom scholars suggest were philosophers and seers, often depicted in later centuries as kings, arrive with their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The poverty and lowliness of the situation did nothing to deter them. They saw the child with his mother Mary, and falling on their knees, they did him homage. This was a moment of cosmic epiphany. Teilhard de Chardin wrote, drawing on St. Paul, "The immense enchantment of the divine milieu owes all its value in the long run to the human divine contact which was revealed at the Epiphany." The Gospel Epiphany we celebrate today invites philosophers and scientists towards awe, even adoration, in recognition of the divine creator at the centre of evolution, revealed here as a helpless baby sharing the DNA of our species, embodying elements of the cosmic dust that shaped all things as God filled creation with divine presence. The humble shepherds provided just the right presence at Jesus' birth. The adult Messiah would require of those who wanted to be part of his radical reign that they be ready to be among the last and the servants of all. Himself he described as the good shepherd who cares for his flock and goes all out to save the lost ones, ready even to die for them. Hence, the shepherds who were present at Jesus' birth became prototypes for Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, who favoured the lost and the least. A very tough ask for those who aspire to be among his disciples, a personal epiphany to actually realise what the job description requires. Those who, like Mary, have themselves given birth are well placed to wonder at the suitability of the three gifts the wise men brought along. After all, this was, in spite of the moving star and all the prophecies, a down-to-earth human situation where another child came into the world via the mother's birth canal with the mixture of pain and jubilation that birthing brings. The reality of Jesus entering the world in this way is a stunning epiphany in itself. His mother Mary is at the centre of the process, having transformed in her own body a bundle of cells, a tiny embryo, to deliver a full-term baby who is recognised in the prologue to John's Gospel as the Word, who was present at the beginning of all creation, who was with God and is God. There will always be another song to be sung, another poem to be written, in celebration of that epiphany whereby we try to grasp the enormity of the Christian foundational belief, the Incarnation, Emmanuel, God with us, revealed in today's Gospel. Father Geoffrey Plant, eloquent homilist, wryly alerted us to the humanness of the situation, commenting, "Consider how different this episode might have been had there been wise women. They would have asked for directions and therefore arrived in time to help deliver the baby. They would have cleaned the stable, made a casserole, and brought practical gifts instead of gold, frankincense, and myrrh." The enduring promise of this feast day is the prophetic revelation expressed in the responsorial psalm for today. This baby would grow up to see justice flourish in his days and peace till the moon fails. He shall serve the poor when they cry and the needy who are helpless. The psalmist goes on, "He will have pity on the weak and save the lives of the poor." That's an epiphany that can, as Isaiah promises in today's first reading, make us grow radiant, our hearts throbbing and full, in the hope that all God's sons and daughters from far away will stream towards the light of God, tenderly carried. There is inspiration enough in that for a thousand songs still to be written. The Epiphany we celebrate is about divinity and humanity in harmony. The God of creation pitching a tent among us and becoming one of us, ready to live fully all that life could throw up at him from the Herods of this world, and yet rising above death like the bright star, leading humanity forward to the fullness of life, shepherding us tenderly and beckoning us on with the words, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and they know me." Now, that's a revelation worth celebrating.
You have been listening to Australian Women Preach, brought to you by WATAC, Women and the Australian Church, and The Grail in Australia. You can find out more about WATAC at watac.net.au and The Grail at grailaustralia.org.au. The music in this podcast is from the song Truth, from the album Into Silence, by songwriter, musician, theologian and teacher Danielle Ann Lynch. You can hear the full version on Spotify.